Students, colleagues, and neighbors, it's my honor this evening as chairman of the convocations to introduce the president of the University of Illinois, Dr. George G. Stoddard.
Friends, in the secret corridors of the University of Illinois, we decided that this introduction was really something of a private business between two Scandinavians. I shall therefore call upon Dean Henning Larsen of the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences to take the ball from here.
Ladies and gentlemen, son of the prairie, product of the melting pot, Sandburg is in flesh and blood what we like to think America and American. Born in 1878 in the then small prairie town of Galesburg of Swedish immigrant parents, he learned early the struggle of the common worker, but he learned also from hardy and upright parents courage, honesty, and respect for his fellow men. This made him a poet of the people, the supporter of the underprivileged, the courageous advocate of liberalism. The story of his life and success is not unlike that of Askepott, the boy Cinderella of Scandinavian folktale, who rose from the ashes on the hearth to win the princess and half the kingdom. Newsboy, janitor, porter, milk driver, dishwasher, hobo, soldier, and student. Reporter, poet, storyteller, lecturer, singer of songs, biographer, novelist, historian. From the wrong side of the railroad track to the head of the writers of today, a leader for all times. Beginning with a slim volume of poems in Reckless Ecstasy, published in 1904, Sandburg continued to put forth a vast amount of poetry and prose of a range seldom reached by other authors. Chicago Poems, Corn Huskers, Smoke and Steel, Rutabaga Stories, Abraham Lincoln, The Prairie Years, The American Songbag, The People, Yes, Abraham Lincoln, The War Years, Remembrance Rock, Always the Young Strangers. These books are America, a broad sweep of our country's life, a deep penetration into the national character, the strong and the weak, the sweet and the sour, the good and the bad, but always with deep faith in the strength and integrity of the people. Of the people, yes. For his deep knowledge of America, for his interpretation thereof, for the richness of his person in word and in work, for the way he is of us, above us, and for us, as poet, biographer, and historian, we wish to make him a member of this university, and in honoring him, be honored in turn. Mr. President, on the recommendation of the University Senate and with the approval of the Board of Trustees, I present to you Carl Sandburg for the degree of Doctor of Letters.
Enthusiastic and unanimous recommendations of the Senate, of the faculty of the University of Illinois, and of the Board of Trustees of the University, I have the honor to confer upon you the degree Doctor of Letters. And in token not only of this degree, but of the deep affection in which you are held in your new family, I give you these little tokens, a hood and a diploma. And now, I have the honor to introduce the speaker of the evening to the audience, which has now been in on a part of the commencement which so many of them missed yesterday. And all I can say now is this, that we have before us the most recent alumnus and the most colorful alumnus of the University of Illinois, Dr. Carl Sandburg. Perhaps, in accord with the honor that has been given me here this evening, perhaps I could read to you an unpublished poem that perhaps is still unfinished. I'm going to live with it a year or two before I ever publish it. It's titled, Man the Moonshooter. The shapes of change take their time, aye, they take their time. Moving hidden and deep, asking what the dawn asks, giving the answers evening gives. Letting one tomorrow and another go by till tomorrow comes saying, we are born of the yesterdays, and our unseen children wait to be born. Where 1,000 years is a clock tick, where 100 years is a split second, where 1,000,000 miles is a moment of light, the shapes go on working change, the same as forces and forms, once sea hidden, crept to the land to become land forms. Creeping in sun and rain, huddled in drizzle and fog, rising in mist and rainbow. Forgetful of time long or time too long, murmuring in a music of mud and stars. We are born of the yesterdays and our unseen children wait to be born. Take your time. We have all the time there is. Where change tugs, Thebes grows. Where the yet to be born clutches and gropes in the folds of a womb ever weaving. This tells only there's to be a child, a shape beyond all guess and fathoming. Time and a womb of time tell only the child will have a face when it comes and a name given the begotten face. How could the Stone Age, once born and given a name, see the Iron Age on the way to being born? How could man, carving the first wheel, see the later labyrinths of steel and brass wheels moving, interlaced in a spun fabric of wheels? How could the hairy Mesopotamian kings, the hard-riding Persians, Jews, Greeks, read it in the stars that they were on their way out, and read, too, the next shapes of change to come. Came the Romans and they did business. Likewise, Moslems on horses, the Vikings on ships. Barbarian strong arms riding wild horses, saying to women or girls wanted, hauled to the saddles by the hair, you belong to us by the right of capture. On their way to nowhere in the womb of time, the Dark Ages given one name, Renaissance another. Magna Carta, Westphalia, Augsburg, names throwing shadows, striped blood red and purple. America,
France, Russia, shaken with tramplings, declarations fire-borne and sky-flaring, documents baptized and blood-dripping, children and shapes, flags and forms, new names, tomorrow breaking silence with fresh answers, and the old questions, hard and weather-worn. Where to now? Where to now? What next? How could Gutenberg or Caxton foretell? Trucks hauling a million newspapers, roaring their banner headlines, and the desperate proverb, nothing is so dead as yesterday's newspaper. Ever the prophets are a dime a dozen, and man goes on a moon shooter, forgetful of time long or time too long, letting tomorrow come wool-shod. Tomorrow making the noise a shadow makes, and then a name given its face. Machine age given a name, went weaving into power age another name. Mass production supermarkets, more names. Electrodynamics holding its own till the cry, atomic, flashed worldwide. And global war, no careless bastard name. Each a child weaving in a time-hidden womb, when it came saying, now I am here, then having a face and a name. The hammers of man from stone to steel, the fire of man from pine flare to blowtorch, the lights of man from burnt wood to flashbulb, clue readings of man from hill bonfire to radar shadings, the fights of man from club and sling to the pink mushroom of Hiroshima, the words of man from spoken syllables to rushing rivers of books begetting books, to speech and image transmissions, crowding the day and the night air for the looking and listening family of man. The tools of man, ever foretelling tools of new faces to be given new names. Ever the prophets are a dime a dozen and man goes on a moonshooter. Shapes of change, aye, aye, they take their time, asking what the dawn asks, giving the answers evening gives, till tomorrow moves in, saying to man the moon shooter, now I am here, now read me, give me a name.